Job chapter 19. Then Job answered and said, "How long will you afflict my being and crush me with your words? You have put me to shame these 10 times and are still not ashamed that you alienate me like this. But even if it were true that I have erred, my sense of error would remain with me. If you really will act proudly against me and argue against me on the grounds of my reproachful state, know that God has overthrown me and has cast his net around me. Behold, I call out, it is wrong, but I am not answered. I cry out, but there is no process of judgment. He has fenced in my way so that I cannot pass across, and he has put darkness on my paths. He has stripped me of my honour, and he has removed the crown from my head. He has demolished me all around, and I have melted, and he has removed my hope like a tree. And he has kindled his wrath against me, and he has considered me as one of his adversaries. His troops come together and raise up their highway against me and encamp around my tent. He has removed my brothers from me, and my acquaintances are thoroughly estranged from me. My relatives have disowned me, and my colleagues have forgotten me. Those who dwell in my house and my handmaids consider me a stranger. I have become a foreigner in their sight. I call my servant, but he does not answer. I implore him with my instructions. My breath is loathsome to my wife, and I am abominable to the sons of my loins. Even young children reject me. When I appear, they jeer at me. All the members of my secret council abhor me, and they whom I loved have turned against me. My bones cleave to my skin and flesh, and I survive by the skin of my teeth. Have pity on me, have pity on me, my friends, for the hand of God has struck me. Why do you persecute me like God, and why are you not satisfied with the state of my flesh? If only my words could be written down now, if only they could be inscribed in a book, if only they could be engraved in rock in perpetuity, with an iron stylus and lead filled. But I know that my Redeemer lives, and that in the end time he will appear on earth, and that after my skin has been destroyed like this, I will in my flesh yet behold God, whom I shall behold for myself, and my eyes will see one who is not a stranger, for whom my heart pines deeply. For you will say, why did we persecute him? Is the root of the matter to be found in me? Fear the sword, for the punishments of the sword are full of fury, in order that you may know that there is justice.